Tampa Supermen, the epic of Longshoremen's Local 1402, Banana Handlers Union. Children, listen while you eat your ripe bananas, peeled and sweet. And I'll explain so you can see how what you're eating came to be. I'll tell you true of stalwart men and women working days on end in the bellies of freighters, fulfilling young dreams of bananas and cornflakes, drowning in cream. And this is what I heard men say at a circular table on a somber day with a mason jar of water and a glass of gin in a room that let no sunlight in. A broken foot and a cut off hand, put that on the tab. Banana spiders, snakes, and sand, put that on the tab. Twisted arms and aching backs, broken legs and heart attacks. Boats that bring, but don't take back, put that on the tab. For a humble, superhuman breed of human beings with the sacred creed of union labor strong and true, and the legacy 1402, amidst the tiresome toil and noise, is known by the name Banana Boys. But a boy needs never apply with them, for the work they do is done by men and full-grown women who do not mind a manner of work that is seldom kind or remotely forgiving if one should fall in a freighter's bottomless, gaping maw, to be digested, broken down, and helpless till somehow they're found by disbelieving EMTs who won't accept the horror of what they see. But listen what banana boys say about their lives and the price they pay. Said a lone longshoreman, a man named Scott, of his brothers and sisters on the dock, wake up each morning for the sun, head down to the docks like we've always done. In our right minds and thanking the Lord, we have to ask the header, can we come aboard? Say, text the header, can't you see? Have mercy on old Cigar, Mule, and me. Remember, poor Russell is your friend. Let him, me, and Black Tarzan in. And when we climb aboard, we're bound to see dark angels working endlessly with bending backs in a stifling hell of big banana freighters packed over well. A unique breed you'll see down there, as if they were without a care, with a special language that is known by banana boys and God alone. I watch them toil and am inspired, as they do far more than what's required of any man made of flesh and blood, or a woman mired down in freighter hole mud. For it takes a particular hand to throw a 100-pound bag, or bending low, lift up more than 500 pounds, yet still find strength to laugh and clown. Oh, sure, you'll witness words of rage from folks like tigers in a cage, but those of us who choose this way to live, no anger seldom stays. And if it does, it better be strong, 'cause in the hole, hate just don't last that long. Not here, where workers share their lunch and beat the time clock to the punch. Not here, where brotherhood survives as the one lifeline that is known to save lives. For what compels a stevedore unto death is to love one another as you love yourself. A banana handler gave to me at the end of a fellow longshoreman's wake a poem, he said, would help me see the truth of a longshoreman's fate. An inner peace few would believe in a place where Caribbean freighters breathe their noxious breath in hopes to defeat what stows away with the fruit we eat. Yet, names were spoken that must be set in place, lest ears and tongues forget both Perry Harvey and his son, who worked to make longshoremen one. A force that must be reckoned with, whose membership would work and live with dignity for all to see in an urban South community. To do what others wished they could, to work toward the common good. A car that worked, a cozy home, and a promise not to die alone. A little money in the bank as they worked their way up through the ranks of numbing cold and stifling heat, as bruised hands prayed their souls to keep. And if they should die before they wake, may the good Lord come their souls to take to a heaven where the freighter holds were filled with bananas, peeled with gold, where wine was served 1,000 proof, and the barkeep smiled with a golden tooth, and the ones they loved so tenderly were waiting inside eternity in the arms of the sacred righteous one who welcomed workers home when their jobs were done. So children, remember as you eat your banana pudding, spicy sweet, that sweaty arms and aching backs are responsible for the food you like. And were it not for their noble sake, you would have no bananas with your crisp cornflakes. And the docks that helped build Tampa Bay might have settled on another shore far away. But we shall count our blessings and celebrate our friends. Though some call them banana boys, we call them Supermen.